Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
The persecution of Christians is one of the biggest human rights issues of our time. What does Open Doors 2021 World Watch List reveal about the state of that global persecution?
Well, our World Watch List has shown that there's been another increase in persecution, but it's added the complexity of COVID-19, wherein extremists and some governments are using COVID as a justification, as a way, a lever, to add more pressure to already embattled Christian communities. That's true in Asia, it's true in Africa, and elsewhere. So that's a very concerning trend that we see added to some of these other drivers of the persecution around the world.
David, how are things like Zoom and Facebook and other popular apps placing religious minorities at risk?
Well, China is number 17 on the World Watch List, and it, I think, poses the greatest threat to human rights because they have this infrastructure of technology, social media, texting, anything you search. They have the ability to follow you through their facial recognition. They own a centralized system of cameras. They are the worst case scenario, but it points to threats to all of us in the Western world about our privacy, about how data can be sold, about whether or not we can be censored or punished for online religious behavior. We had a church in China last Easter that was raided, not church, I should say, the homes of church members because they were watching church on Zoom. It's remarkable how China is using all that they know about their citizens to punish religious behavior, not just Christians, the way they're doing it against Muslims, because it's a smaller population. They're putting them in concentration camps, doing all kinds of inhumane things because they want to tamp out any expression of religious faith that does not answer to the communist system. And we don't have that problem here, but we do have threats whenever you have private information and systems by which we think are free and that are not being monitored. I think we have to be mindful of that.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing more and more of that. After the attack on the Capitol earlier this month, certain people have been kicked off social media. Former President Trump permanently banned from Twitter. We now are realizing, I think, here in the U.S. that, yes, information about each of us is being mined.
Well, China is one to watch because you have the Communist Party controlling every camera all over the country, whether you're in a restaurant or whether you're on the street corner, and they're centralizing that information and then adding it to this database that's a civilian score. It's like you get 2,000 points. If you behave yourself, you can move around, you can travel, you can go to Shanghai on a plane if you want. But if you're not a good citizen, if they catch you trading drugs, for example, you will be deducted points. You could go to prison. Guess what? They're scoring church attendance, whether you take your kids to church, not as a positive, despite the fact that these are great citizens and they love China and they love their country, but as a negative. So it's withholding their kids from universities and the people are losing their jobs because they want to go to Bible study. So that's how technology is being used in China. Just gives us a perspective on how bad it is around the world.
Yeah, it's really easy for us to get tunnel vision with a focus on our own home and national concerns. How can we, David, as ordinary people, become and then remain aware of the persecution of our brothers and sisters around the globe?
Well, that's why we published this World Watch List. It's real data that you can verify. Behind the numbers, there's stories and videos. So I encourage people to first go watch the stories of the people affected. And I think people of faith, I hope they're going to be motivated for their faith to grow because there's stories of resilience here too. There's stories of strength and how God is faithful to his people around the world and how the church is growing. But I also think it's a wake-up call for us to pray and to care about members of our family, people who are really, spiritually speaking, our brothers and sisters, and to really care at a deeper level.
Thank you for that, David. How would you like to see the Biden administration prioritize human rights and religious freedom in its first 100 days?
Well, we have briefed the Biden administration on two or three occasions, and we know that they trust and respect the Open Doors World Watch List data. So So I'm hoping that they're going to carry that into some of their policies. What we've recommended is within the first 100 days, you appoint an ambassador of religious liberty, somebody who answers directly to the Secretary of State, because it's important that you have a point person who is in these discussions with our friends like India, which is number 10 on the world watch list, despite being the largest democracy in the world. They're still persecuting Christians at a really sharp rate. And we need to have somebody in those discussions. I also think we can look at immigration levels, not wide across the board necessarily, but I know for a fact, based on the data, that there are people, individuals in Iran and elsewhere, who really need to be allowed into Western countries because their life is in danger. I think that's a step they could take. It would be the right one morally.
David, you mentioned China and Iran and a couple other places, and I'm guessing North Korea is at the top of the list, but can you name the top three on the World Watch list in 2021?
Yeah, and it's interesting because they're all different environments. You have North Korea's number one, the 20th year in a row. You have a centralized communist system that's also a bit of a cult. They're forced to worship the leader. It's been there for 20 years because they control every element of life of their citizens. And there's just a lot of pressure on Christians because they score enemies of the state, and Christians are considered the worst. So that's why it's at number one. But then you go down to number two, Afghanistan, and number three, Somalia. These two jockey for the last 5 or 6 years for these spots. Both have one thing in common, that is that they have extremist groups within them. Afghanistan is controlled, at least half of it, by the Taliban, really. And so if you're a Christian there, you have an extremist group which has large territories that they control. You can imagine how difficult that is, the danger there. That's why Afghanistan is number two. And Somalia is very tribal. The central government really only controls Mogadishu, and even that is somewhat questionable. And then they have these tribes largely driven by Al-Shabaab, which is an ISIS, Al-Qaeda-type group that attacks Christians. There in Somalia, it's so brutal that if you're even suspected of being a Christian, you could literally lose your head. Later on down the list, you see India, you see Nigeria. Nigeria is the most violent as far as numbers of Christians murdered for their faith in number nine. The entire north of that country is under Sharia law right now. The central government has been very ineffectual in protecting the Christian population. The genocide that's been growing there, it's in a sense a genocide by attrition. It's been happening in slow motion, but it's a very real problem.
David, for those listening, what's the top specific way we can pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world?
Well, I tell you what, we have this Prayer for the Persecuted app, which is not just one prayer. It's every incident that right now, if you want to know how to pray, people can download it on Google, on Apple. It's a powerful tool, and it gives you a chance to send your prayers to that person. We help you make the connection. But I would say this, that people need to pray for boldness for these folks. They want to know that we're with them. They want to know they're not alone. I think sometimes the isolation of the persecuted is the hardest thing. So we want to help make that connection, but pray that God would give them boldness and strength. And I think that would be a beautiful thing.